Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Maz. Thank you to Brian Hilton Motor Group for sponsoring what we do, including this podcast, Mazzaruni.
That is true, Paderati.
You're waving your hand. What's that
for? I don't know why I was saying hello. Like, I don't know, because we started the podcast and I was about to say hello, everyone listening.
That's okay.
But I was actually just standing here waving like a weirdo.
That. And not only was Maz this week waving like a weirdo, she gave some horrendous jokes about some piggies.
Okay, that's rich coming from you, because you tried to convince everybody that you know how to speak French on the show this week.
Look, I apologise for that. Oh. Also, Rab's called, which was fantastic.
Yes, and we had a surprise from Rick at Tumby Meats, which was just hilarious.
We cover all things on this program, including broken teeth. So that is all coming up on our podcast for Paddy and Maz. And once again, thank you very much to Brian Hilton.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
But, oh, look, you, Mazzaruni, it is.
I know.
This is embarrassing.
I know what you're going to say. And it's fine. But I thought it was some of my best work.
The other day we were talking about what you're talking about. Mazzy did this story. And I just want to remind you of what we're talking about and what she said.
Basically, it's a tapeworm infestation in his brain.
Oh, how'd he get that?
From eating undercooked bacon.
See, I tell the kids this at home. I'm there, cook your steak right through. That's why I go medium to well done.
Yeah.
Because of little worms, tapeworms especially.
He went to the doc and he goes, "Doc, don't go bacon my heart. I need to know what's wrong with my head." He said, and the doc said, "You're baking me crazy. You've got a tapeworm in your brain." He nearly had to call an ambulance.
Okay, get out. Get out now.
It's too easy.
And no, there's more. It gets worse.
A new album for bacon lovers with a special duet.
Don't go baking my heart. I wouldn't if I'm fried. Oh, honey, if I get spare ribs, baby, you're not the type.
Sizzle your way to her heart with this song from the album. It's All About the Pork.
All in all, it's just a... not a pig in the stall. We don't need no rump or corked mince. We don't need no rib fillets.
You've got the dating app. You've got the partner. You've got the bacon. Now, get the album, Bacon Lovers, and sing.
Sirloin, front hog, country style, pork chops, picnic can, pork belly, bacon turns my legs to jelly.
And finally, on this new album from Sizzle, it's All About the Pork, the feature song.
Because you know it's all about the pork, no chicken. I'm all about the pork, no chicken. All about the pork, no chicken. I'm all about the pork, no chicken.
Porkers and non-porkers alike, ham it up and get to your butchers for this new album from Sizzle. It's All About the Pork.
That is the last piggy joke you're doing all week.
All week? Oh, good. There's another week next week, guys, so stay tuned.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast. Well, this bloke, he hasn't gone rogue. He's a dad and he grew up in WA.
Yeah.
And he has branded Western Australia one of the worst states in the country because slamming its archaic rules around closing time because his little fella, his little boy, broke his tooth, chipped his tooth on a slide. And it was on a Saturday afternoon. He rang 15 emergency service dental practices around 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon in Feb. And could not get into one of them. And it wasn't just about the broken tooth. It said that the nerve was exposed.
Ooh.
I don't know how you tell that.
Gosh.
Can you tell whether a nerve is exposed?
Teeth freak me out.
And
I don't know.
As I said, he went to the hospital, went down to Perth's Kids Hospital, took him 3 hours to turn them around, only for them to say, go and see an emergency dentist. And because he couldn't get emergency dentist, he said the system is very archaic. And worst state in the world.
Worst state in the world.
In the world. I liked Perth, though. I like WA.
I like WA. And I, when I went there, yeah, I didn't chip a tooth, so I still like it.
And you didn't have an exposed nerve. But it, well, I mean, as a father, as a father with your kid, you want to get the kids
you
in.
You want to get them fixed up.
Straight away.
100%.
So I can totally understand.
No, fair enough.
So if you chip your tooth in WA, fly back to you. Yeah, fly back to New South Wales. Seriously. Do we have emergency dentists here, don't we?
I've never had to use one, but I think they exist.
Liz Kleinibel, good morning.
Hey, Liz.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Good. So my little two and a half at the time, one of my twins, had an accident in the park, went into one of the tunnels and come out with blood and teeth all everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
And so I took him straight to the GP, said to take him straight to the hospital. So I went straight to Wyong Hospital. They wouldn't touch him, wouldn't do anything. Meanwhile, the kid has blood going everywhere. His face is massively swollen and there's teeth missing everywhere. So then I rushed to Gosford. I found a specialist dentist in Gosford, went and saw him. He had a look at his mouth and said, there's nothing I can do about that. He goes, you need to go to a Gosford emergency. They have emergency dentists up there.
Oh my God.
So I took him from there up to Gosford and they went up there. All they gave him was a custard. They said, oh, we can just give him a cast. Oh, yeah, sweet. I can do that at home, thanks. And so sort of kicked off there a bit, gave him my thoughts and then left and come home, like, just not knowing what to do. Like, I've got this poor baby in front of me in agony. Yeah. Like, what do I do with him? So then I rang John Hunter and said, like, I don't want the same thing to happen, drive all that way just for the same thing to happen. But they were just next level. Like, I turned up there. Within 20 minutes, he was in the bed. Within 2 hours, he was in surgery, having three teeth surgically removed, and one must have got left in the park.
Wow. Oh, so was that severe?
That's hectic.
Yeah, it was like his mouth was a hot mess. Like, and he was my tiny twin too. And it was heartbreaking that I was just crying my eyes out because what do you do when the hospital doesn't help you? Like, where do you get help from? I didn't know what to do.
Is that normal practice, though, Liz? Or didn't they have an emergency dentist?
A specialist there, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, apparently Gosford Hospital is supposed to have emergency dentists there, but they wouldn't, nothing there.
Wow.
And there was nothing at Wyong supposed to have emergency dentist as well. They have a dentist, like, clinic there.
Yeah.
But they would do nothing for him either. See, it was horrendous.
Until you've been in that situation, you have no idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And when it is your kid.
It's the loss of not being able to help your kid. So desperately, and it's like, I'm trying, Bubba, I've taken you, and just driving and getting him in out.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did he trip over and hit?
He literally, it was winter, so he had a jumper on. You know the tiny little, like, tunnels at the park that you crawl through?
Mm-hmm.
So he must have slipped on his jumper on his wrist and just smashed his mouth.
Into the concrete.
He went in the tunnel fine and come out.
With three. And isn't it, as a parent, you just want to take the pain away. You say, give me that pain.
Oh, thank God Dad was there, because I'm that parent that just zoned out. So I bailed on the other three children and just took that kid
That was my next question, Liz. Yeah. Where were the other three when this was all going on?
Daddy. And I go, you've got a father. I gotta go.
You know, it's bringing back memories for so many parents on the Central Coast, Lizzie.
I'm right there with you. My goodness. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Paddy, I have a bit of a gift for you.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay. Well, don't thank me. Okay. You don't know what it is.
Here we go.
Okay. So cast your mind back.
I'm all ears and eyes.
I know, you're very excited. Cast your mind back to, must have been 24 hours ago, where you introduced me to a song called Psycho Chicken by The Fools.
Yes. And, you know, I think this song, because I said, Psycho Chicken yesterday in conversation. And I said, what, Psycho Chicken? I said, yeah, that was a song. And then I played it to you. And I think that was a parody to Psycho Killer, you know, Psycho Killer. Bum, 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 bum.
Sure, yeah, no.
And then I played it for you and you loved it.
I loved the song.
Yeah,
and
I
said to you, I was like, you know what, I could try and recreate a bit of that video clip that we've got on the old computer screen over there because I have four chooks at home.
You do. What are your four chooks' names?
They are Lady Hawk, Banana, Superman, and Frizzle.
Right.
And so what I have done, Paddy Gerard, is I have put together a video
of my chooks,
and it is set to Psycho Chicken by The Fools. So if you want to just
fire it off.
It's on my phone. This is going to be on our Instagram, so Triple M Central Coast or Maz Compton. You can follow me on Insta and you can see what I've done. So
Okay, here we go.
Little Santa's job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town.
That's Superman Psycho and Banana. Chicken.
There's,
and the golden one is Lady Hawk.
Yeah, there's Lady Hawk, and there's the Oh, there they are. Four of Mazzy's chickens. What sort of chickens are they?
They're Wyandottes.
Wyandottes.
And then Frizzle is a frizzle.
Frizzle is it. And now, oh, the chicken's up on a chair and the chicken's now flying away, meeting the other chickens under the trampoline. They're now walking around the trampoline. You filmed this yesterday. Did your husband think you were mad?
Yeah, he thinks I'm insane. He's like, I knew you were a crazy chicken lady, but you've taken it to another
Psycho
level.
Psycho Chicken starring Lady Hawk, Banana, Superman and Frizzle. And so is that an egg there? Is that one of the chicken's eggs? The white thing, what's that?
I don't think that's an... Oh, no, that's a footy.
Jeez, that's a bloody big egg. Is that a footy?
That's Henry's kid size.
Oh, Mazzy. Look, so can we get it on Triple M socials now?
Yeah, it's
well done. Well
look
done.
At them.
On the chair, there's
cute.
Who was that? Is that Frizzle or is that Superman?
No, that's Superman.
That's Superman. Yeah, oh, bliss. Look, so you've been inspired. And I'm so glad I introduced you to Psycho Chicken.
It's the best. And it's very appropriate for how the chickens behave in our backyard, as you'll see in the video.
So make sure, get it on Triple M socials. You'll see Psycho Chicken. They're Maz's chickens, Maz's pluckers, doing their thing.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
We are not worthy, seriously. We have got music royalty with us this morning.
Oh, it's Nathan Boley.
Nathan Boley.
Hey, I wouldn't say royalty, but, you know.
Mate, yes, you are up there. You are up there. Of course, Nathan, formerly with High Five those years ago, many years ago.
So many years ago.
It feels
ago.
Like yesterday, but it definitely wasn't.
Oh, mate, it was huge. It was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're on air in over 100 countries. We're touring. I think the biggest part of that show, or the biggest experience I had, was we sold out the Carling Apollo in London. And
wow.
We did like 12 times over. Like Kylie and ACDC, we did better than those guys.
That's
at that time,
unreal.
I'm like, this is insane.
That's
and
so
the
wild.
Guys from Oasis turned up and watched the show and Gollum. I was like, oh, how you going, buddy? Yeah.
What? That's a pinch me moment for sure.
Yeah, it was insane. This theatre was massive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think look, we've had so many fantastic experiences. But yeah, it does feel like yesterday, but yeah.
No. But also, so much has happened since, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. How many years were you with High Five?
Ten years. Yeah. And I was a teenager when I was in that. I mean, it's funny, I meet fans now that are in their 20s.
Yeah, well, they're probably having families of their own now.
They're reliving the whole experience once again. But it's weird to meet them. They're like, oh, my God, like I watched you as a kid. He says, you haven't changed. What's going on? Like,
and you haven't changed. You have got the fountain
true.
Of youth.
It's oh, true. What's your secret?
Yeah, I want to bath in what you're bathing in.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Do you sleep in some weird chamber at some particular degree?
Yeah, I've got a monkey called Bubbles. And,
Oh, I've heard
great.
About
yeah, no,
I've read this story before. Now, mate, you've just arrived back from Hong Kong, yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy time because I'm obviously things have changed now. Life is moving. I've got a family now, I'm concentrating on doing a lot more of my writing and my original music. But I'm also doing some awesome cover shows as well, which I'll be doing on the coast. So you can't get rid of those fantastic cover songs out there.
They're bread and butter. It's the best.
Absolutely. Really, the memories. And speaking of that, you have got there's a couple of shows coming up now next Friday. There's one at Avoca Beach Theatre.
Yes, that's Friday the 22nd of March.
That's right. Avoca Beach Theatre, Music of a Generation. It is the music of Huey Lewis and the News and Hall & Oates with a mate of mine, Tim Moxie. This show is incredible. It's fantastic.
So you can
it's
book
high
for
energy.
That one.
Yep,
book
it's on sale right now, Avoca Beach Theatre, next Friday.
Right.
And I've got one on May 18th, which is called Aussie to the Bone. It's celebrating Australian pop rock music from the 60s to today.
Cool.
High energy. Killer six-piece band, and it's going to be rocking. So I've got some really cool stuff coming up.
And you were telling us, too, you did a gig not so long ago, and Glenn Shorrock from the Little River Band was in the audience.
He was in the audience, and we hung out, had a few bevvies after the show. And, he even got up and danced after having a knee operation.
Yes, it was this time last year with Rock at the Races, because I said, who's this bloke coming up with the cane?
Oh, he had a walking stick.
He had a walking stick.
Oh, dear.
And I'm there, g'day, Glenn. And he said, I only had a knee operation 3 weeks ago. And then he came up. Performed seamlessly, and then at the end he said, "I've got to go because I'm flying up to the Sunshine Coast tomorrow."
Yeah.
And I'm there.
Yeah.
My God!
I think anyone in the industry just never stops.
Yeah.
It's one of those industries you just there's no retirement button.
If
just
you
keep
can
going.
Keep going though, and it's what you love, right?
That's what it is.
Exactly. So
it is like a drug being on stage.
Yeah,
it really is being out there and performing, having that audience cheering back at you. But yeah, Glenn was awesome, lovely guy, I was actually going to do an LRB song, and I went,
no,
probably not. I won't do that one.
Yeah.
I'll,
leave,
I'll leave it up to him.
he would have stood still and just looked at you.
Yeah. Well, he smiled, which is a good thing. He had a good time.
Smile and nod. Yeah, exactly. Take some notes.
Yeah. Now, we've got you in here, mate. It's awesome 80s. We get local bands. And if you're a local band, local singer, you want to come in on a Friday, we have this segment called Unplugged. Simple thing to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just give us a buzz. Yeah. 133353 is the number, and we can get you in and just get it all done.
That is so cool, guys. Nate. Supporting the local talent. That's awesome.
Now, what for Nathie for awesome 80s? What song are you doing for us?
Oh, it's just bloody early to sing, mate. But I just so happen to have my guitar.
Otherwise it would have been a really awkward segue, right?
I know, exactly. But you know what? I'm going to stick to the Aussie classics.
Yes.
Now, one band that I absolutely love, big inspiration to me, especially for my songwriting, would have to be INXS.
Right.
This song came out, I think, in about 1987.
Right.
So I'm going to do a little bit of INXS for you guys.
Okay. Nathan Foley, Never Tear Us Apart, INXS. Take it away, Nathan.
You know it's true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they can never tear us apart. Worlds colliding, and they can never, ever tear us apart. And they can never tear us apart.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Now, your yard work.
Ooh.
Jeez. I feel like every Saturday you do yard work.
Mazzaruni, not just Saturday. I worked Friday afternoon till 5.
In the yard.
Called it quits. And then again on Saturday.
That's back to back.
I know. You wonder why I come to work, so I can take it easy.
How big is your yard? Or are you just inefficient at the work?
Mm-hmm. Inefficient. Because it'd been a couple of weeks since I had to do the hedge.
Could do the hedge. Oh, it's
then
a big
I had to do
hedge.
The lawn and the bloody big hedge. And then I had to do the lawn back in front. And then I had to do a few other things. But on Saturday, we had to oil the deck. Oh, that's when I saw Jim.
That's right. Dulux got it.
At West Gosford. And anyway, because there are a few plants and whatever. And here's a warning. If you're doing anything with a big pot plant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Be very careful. So I had to take it from the deck downstairs.
Sure.
And so as I was taking it down, I then got to the bottom of the stairs and I noticed something black on my arm. I went, so I screamed like a banshee. And then my left wrist, because to shake it off, like I was in the LA earthquake.
Like Taylor Swift.
Shake it off exactly like Taylor Swift.
But, so this is what she wrote the song about. She was about doing yard work.
And then I looked down, because I thought it was a spider, and I'm a little arachnophobic, but it was a cockroach.
Oh, that's
so I screamed
bad.
And I shake my wrist. But then I went, oh. And then I started walking upstairs, and next minute, I'm hearing on my phone, ring, 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 ring. My watch had rung emergency SOS because it thought I was in some sort of trouble.
Yeah, because your we spoke to Trevor Long, our text
bird,
about
this.
I didn't know that your phone and your watch can do this, but if your watch or phone think you've had a tumble or been in an accident, it notifies emergency services
and
by itself.
And then it has it on speaker. So here it is going ring, ring. I'm walking up the stairs going, well, who's calling me? And I'm there. No, I'm ringing emergency services, SOS.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh. And so I hit the big red X and stopped. And as I said to Kirst, my wife, I said, oh, babe, imagine 000 emergency. What is it? Oh, a cockroach ran on my arm.
Oh,
and
my
I yelled and
God.
Screamed like a banshee and shook my arm.
You must have had such a reaction.
Yeah, I did.
That your watch has gone, Paddy's been in a horrific car accident.
It was a cockroach. So a little bit of caution.
What's the caution for? Overreacting?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Not moving pot plants?
Well, both, actually. So, and I could not believe it. And all I thought was I'm glad it didn't go to the operator. So how would you explain, oh, yeah, what happened? My wife asked me to move a pot plant and then the cockroach ran up my arm and I thought it was a spider because I'm arachnophobic. And then I was shaking my arm and then I screamed, as I said, like a banshee. Imagine telling her that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you saved that story for me because that's just wonderful. Thank you.
A little bit of a warning.
But I'm glad you're okay as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I tell you this, emergency situation on your watch is brilliant.
Well, it's good if it's a real emergency.
Of course.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Thank you to Deb from Adrenaline Crush who called us early on this morning because you weren't quite sure about the old dart, were
it's
you?
Just, it's not that I doubted you.
You did.
For the first time. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'd never heard it before. I'd
never heard it before.
That's all.
133353.
Rabs in Tumby, hello.
Oh, g'day, big fella. Hello, little Maserati. Great to hear your voices every morning. I've got to tell you, I've been to the old dad for a few times when I saw, of course, the Kangaroos play. And they don't play as well as you two every morning. Absolutely magnificent. How the hell are you?
Rabs, it is an absolute pleasure to be talking to you.
What an
we
honor.
Do miss you on Channel 9, let me tell you.
Well, let me say, I got the Lifetime Achievement Award a couple of weeks ago, and even though I haven't been on the television or the radio for a few years, it was a big honor. Not as much as listening to you two every bloody morning, I tell you. You're magnificent.
Oh, I love that, Rabs. You call back. Rabs, you can call back at any stage,
anytime,
any day.
Please do.
Well, of course, State of Origin's coming up pretty soon, and I know, Paddy, you're a bit of a Brisbane fan. Maserati, who do you support there in the old big league?
I guess I'm going for the Seagulls. I don't really have a team.
Has no
I don't
idea,
have
Rabs.
Now, Manly's a well-respected Manly Dave, of course, who's a bit of a Manly fan. But, look, I tell you, as long as you don't support Brisbane, we've got enough of those clowns who support that team. Don't you dare.
Hey,
Rabs, I've got a brain.
I'll be hanging up on you very soon if you carry on like that garbage.
Oh, you beautiful people. I tell you, thanks for the great job you do every morning. I love your work. I really do.
All right, Rabs, nice to speak. Anytime, make sure you call.
I will make sure that you have me ready there. I tell you what, look, I tell you, where's Brisbane playing this weekend?
South tonight, so Rabs. You think you would have known that, champion?
Well, as I said, I've been off the air for a couple of years. I don't know anything about rugby league. Is it like the fat man?
Yeah.
Paul Vorton, he doesn't know anything, either do I.
Yeah, turn it up. All right, Rabs, we got to go.
All right, mate, you take care now, big man.
Bye, mate.
See you, Rabs. Bye. Bye. Which is in the right places. Anyway, 24. Yes. Thank you, Rabs. Rabs from, where was he from? Tumby.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
My little daughter, Hannah, she went from, it's 2 weeks. What's today? Tuesday. 2 weeks tomorrow that we dropped her off at the airport.
Wow, that is flying by.
Yeah, 2 weeks. just has gone so quick. So she did England, last day in Paris.
Oh, they've been in Paris.
Paris. Oh, we went to the Louvre yesterday.
Oh, yeah, did they?
Yes.
What did they, did you get any?
Yes, got some pictures.
How frequently are you guys in communication with Hen and Liam?
Most days.
Oh, wow.
Most days. So we use WhatsApp.
Great.
And Facebook, because Henny will put all the pictures up on Facebook, but send them to the WhatsApp.
That's nice.
As well, and then we'll respond.
What did she think of the Louvre? Did she go, did she see the Mona Lisa?
Yes, yes.
She wasn't disappointed?
Oh, it's very small.
It's so small. And there's it's 10 people deep to get close to that thing.
But the architecture.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, just so nice. But I believe when in Rome, you must do as the Romans.
She's not in Rome, though.
No, no, that was the adage, when you're in Rome. So when you're in Paris.
Oh, you do as the Parisians.
You must do as the Parisians do. So when I've been corresponding with my darling little girl, I've been using French.
Do you speak French?
Absolutely not. I did it at school. Did you do French at school?
Yeah, and I cannot remember a single thing.
Me either. I did year 9, 10, no, 8, 9, 10. All I can do is un, deux, trois.
That's it. One, two, three. You didn't even know 8, 9, 10. The years that you did it in. There you go.
But so what I did, I've been responding to her in French.
How?
Well, what I've been doing, I've been using ChatGPT.
Oh, here we go.
And so you write in ChatGPT, you write, in French, write whatever.
Yeah.
And then I copy and paste and send it to her.
Okay.
I send it to her on the WhatsApp. And she
as a text message.
Yeah.
Does she speak French?
Nope.
So she doesn't. She can't understand what you're sending.
But she's
sending
in Paris.
Her.
But I do send her the English translation later.
Okay.
And then even on her Facebook posts, I will use the same from ChatGPT.
You're too much.
On copy and paste. And she'll go, you are so random. So what I did, I wanted to translate some of the messages. So I used, use Translate from your phone.
Oh, you're using Google Translate?
Yeah. So
this is great. So you got ChatGPT to put your message from English into French and then you put that into Google Translate. And brilliant.
I send that onto WhatsApp. Yeah. So she gets the message, then use Translate and send that as well.
Have you got an example? Please tell me.
I've got two. Okay. So this was after using ChatGPT. This, and I go, please write in French, and it went.
Bonjour Anna et Liam. J'espère que vous profitez de Paris et n'oubliez pas de prendre un main papa.
It's great language.
Sounds
isn't
great.
It? Yeah.
But what does it actually say?
In English?
Hello Hannah and Liam. I hope you enjoy Paris and don't forget to take a bath.
Yeah.
Don't forget to take a bath. Just a bit of dad advice there.
And then I did this one. I thought, I'll just do one more just to annoy her.
Does she often forget to take baths?
No. Okay. I just didn't know what to write. And there was one more, Mazzy. This is what I did using, once again, ChatGPT. Copy and paste, then put it into Translate.
Great.
This
one.
Anna et Liam, je viens de recevoir un prix pour le meilleur mari du monde. Ta mère me remettra ma couronne juste après avoir préparé le dîner et lavé mes pieds. Avec amour, papa.
Isn't it a great language?
Papa. Love, that's papa. Dad. You say love, dad. That's
and
cute.
Yeah, love, dad. And this is what I wrote in English.
Hannah and Liam, I just received an award for the best husband in the world. Your mother will give me my crown right after preparing dinner and washing my feet. With love, dad.
She said, with love, dad, like a question. Like she said it like it was a question.
So you can write what you want.
That is hilarious.
They have no idea until you send the English translation.
Where are you going to put your award?
Oh, I don't know
where you could put it. I know where Kirsten would tell you to put it.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Producer Zach has organised something.
Yes.
So what happens?
What is it?
Well, can
is
you...
it? Can I get a guess?
Yeah.
Have you organised like cute puppy dogs for us to cuddle?
No. So you can see someone through the door.
I can see Miller.
That's Miller, right?
She works in sales.
Yep, she works here. So the surprise, now this was a little while ago. We spoke about Prince Charles, right?
God.
And I haven't bought Prince Charles, King Charles here. I haven't bought him here.
Yeah.
But we spoke about his...
sausage fingers.
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
So... I bought someone along who's...
Who's got big sausage fingers.
No, gone and helped us actually make his fingers into sausages. And that is Rick from Tumby Meats.
Hello, Rick.
Okay.
How are you, mate? How are you?
So
come over here, Rick. Come over here.
So Rick Rick, if you want to open that box up and just show Paddy Maz what you've created for them.
So, after your little conversation last week about King Charles' fat sausage fingers, we've decided to get our award-winning pork sausages and make some King Charles fat fingers sausages.
As you want to show, show Maz.
King Charles. Oh, King Charles. That looks like his hand. We'll put that on the camera. That is King Charles' fat finger sausages.
Amazing.
Actually, this was inspired.
Wait, this is going to be on sale?
Oh, no, no.
This is a one-off special.
Oh, is that a one-off?
Oh, my God.
It's specially for you, Paddy.
One-off special.
Because
that
I think it was Wayne.
Wayne from Lakehaven. Yes,
Wayne
it was.
Wayne from Lakehaven who texted us, Rick, and said, oh, what about, I don't know how we're talking about
his itinerary because he was going to come here.
That's right. And we said, what do you want to put on the itinerary?
Go to Tumby Wholesale Meats and see how much he can get per kilo for his trip. Fat sausage.
And that's what's been created.
That is hilarious. It's very, very funny.
While we're there, I thought if he comes over, we've got Wagyu sirloin here fit for a king. So
you guys are all over
Wagyu.
It. Thank you so much.
And that is actually
fit
for you.
For a king.
That's available in store all the time, but I just thought you'd...
That
is brilliant. You guys are onto it. That is fantastic. The sausage fingers, we've got to get a photo of that online. That is hilarious.
Well, this is all Rick's idea, right? This is all, he came up with this idea. He heard our show and thought, you know what? I can make those. So I
love it. I just love that we're the inspiration for that.
And that's why I said I didn't organise it. I just facilitated it because I didn't organise anything.
After the Sausage King the sausage, perfect sausage.
Yeah, was that last year?
That was last year, yeah.
Wow, how quick
we know how
we
much you like playing with the sausages.
Yeah, he does love playing with the sausages.
Over for you.
That's what they say about Paddy Gerard.
That's all there is to do in Narara. Well, mate, thank you so much,
that
Rick.
That is great.
King Charles's Fat Finger Sausages.
We'll get a photo up.
$12.99 a kilo, but you can buy that for $3.17. Tumby Wholesale Meats. Rick, thank you for coming in, mate.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
it's nice Rick, to meet you.
Tumby Wholesale Meats. Thank you, mate. And we will get all those pictures up on socials, won't we?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, well done.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
What about you, Mazzy?
Okay, well,
what are you talking about?
There is a man that had a chronic migraine for several months, so he went to the doctor to find out what was wrong.
Yeah.
And now his story's been published into the American Journal of Case Reports because it was that serious and intense. And what he was diagnosed with is, and again, I will attempt to say this correctly.
I love the pronunciation.
But I'm not a doctor. No. It is neurocystic cirrhosis.
Oh, great pronunciation.
Neurocystic.
That sounds
good. No, it's neurocysticercosis.
That even sounds better.
Basically, it's a tapeworm infestation in his brain.
Oh, how'd he get that?
From eating undercooked bacon.
See, I tell the kids this at home. I'm there, cook your steak right through. That's why I go medium to well done.
Yeah.
Because of little worms, tapeworms especially.
He went to the doc and he goes, Doc, don't go baking my heart. I need to know what's wrong with my head. He said, and the doc said, you're baking me crazy. You've got a tapeworm in your brain. He nearly had to call an ambulance.
Okay, get out. Get out now.
It's too easy. I'm like, undercooked bacon, that's too easy.
Get out, go on.
But also, definitely cook your bacon. I like my bacon crispy, super, super crispy,
so there'll be no tapeworms
in my brains. My migraines are probably from working with you.
The worm's got to find the brain first. Fantastic.
Oh, that's very good. Hollow head up here. What's going on?
Now, what about this? Stop.
Oh, the Pentagon.
Okay. Has released something. What do you think it is?
Well, it's got to be some classified documents that have not been able to be released for 50 years and now we can. Is that close?
Well, sort of. It has released new UFO report into historical and famous sightings, right, about unidentified objects. You know what they say?
What do they say?
There is no evidence the US government has encountered aliens or that officials possess extraterrestrial technology, a new report released by the Pentagon has found.
Well, we know that that's not true.
Well, this is coming from the Pentagon. The report delves into historical and famous UFO reports and even our report about Lockie, our pilot, who we spoke to the other week.
Are we talking about like Roswell and Area 51 and all those, and they're shutting it down and categorically denying it?
That's what they're doing and they're reversing. And the report delves into historical and famous UFO reports to analyse theories the government was reverse engineering alien spacecraft that had crashed in the country. It concluded many of those so-called sightings of what are now officially known as unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs as they call in the biz, were likely new human technologies that observers would have understandably reported as UFOs.
Is there any news on what happened to the plane that went into the Pentagon and then disappeared? Any news on that?
Because none of the cameras around the Pentagon, because it's not a very secured building, as you know, Maz.
No. Why would you have CCTV cameras around the Pentagon?
None of the cameras picked up anything except that explosion.
Interesting.
The plot thickens.
Load of bollocks, I say.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
We also must thank Brian Hilton Motor Group because they support what we do and they are the home of Skoda on the Central Coast.
That's right. If you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group in North Gossie.
And every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options and guaranteed future value and much, much more.
So make sure you visit the home of Skoda on the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Earlier on this morning, there was a cafe in Sydney and was spotted this week selling a six-pack of hot cross buns for $30, which is pretty cheap.
Cheap? We're having a laugh. And it's got none of the good stuff in. It's no wheat. It's gluten-free. No dairy.
But it's filled with juicy currants, sultanas and raisins. Ought to be. Should have a raisin farm in there. For that price. But $30, $5.50 a pop. Or $30 for a standard six. But we're not going to look at that. What we're going to look at it, because Maz reckons that people put stuff on their hot cross buns, on their butter or margarine.
No. There are some, it's the wild, wild west out there with the hot cross bun.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. I know there are people out there. And please,
truly?
This is a safe space to call 1-333-53 and share what your hot cross bun topping of choice is.
It's like
that's
a club.
Not just butter. So I know at home, so I know the boys, Glenn and Henry, they had hot cross buns this morning for breakfast.
Right.
I can guarantee you right now, this is what Henry did with his. He put butter on both the, so you cut it in half, you toast it, butter on both sides. Then he'd put Vegemite on one half, jam on the other half, squish it together, smash that for breakfast. So that we've already started in weird territory with the Vegemite and jam combo, which I don't understand, but he loves.
The family's more weird than I thought.
Yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg, my friend. Like, don't even get me.
As you said, it is the wild, wild west.
It's crazy what people do.
Do you put combos? I've never heard, there's honestly. Combo.
People, there, never. I know there's got to be one person that can call 1-333-53. Tell me that you have a savoury topping on a hot cross bun. Like maybe you put a bit of cheese in there or something of the savoury variety.
So religious myself.
You are the furthest thing from religious I have met in my entire life.
And a traditionalist. I just go for...
You're having a laugh.
Margarine. What about producer Zach?
Mate. A hot cross bun?
Yeah.
I'm just a margarine guy.
See, margarine guy with me.
Are we calling it margarine these days?
Oh, it's margarine or butter.
Is margarine a thing still? I thought it was just all butter.
Oh, margarine. I think butter's on the out. Butter's so yesterday. You know how it has it? Seriously?
Butter is not yesterday.
I'm sure it is. It's that low cholesterol margarine that we use. The doctor told me, Dr. Dean.
I can't believe it's not butter. Do you remember that stuff?
Yeah.
Do you remember Fabio and the promo he did? For that?
I think we've got Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
We are calling about
hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Absolutely.
Okay. A good time.
All right. Okay. Are you a traditionalist or do you go out there living in the wild, wild west?
I'm a bit of both. I do love traditional hot cross buns. I'm out there buying them on Boxing Day.
Right.
Okay. But I do love a toasted hot cross bun with cream cheese, fig and honey.
So you're a hot cross bun swinger. So to speak.
I suppose you could say that.
Right, okay.
I'm going to try this one. Cream cheese.
With
feta.
Fig.
And honey.
Fig and honey. That would be delicious.
Do you toast it?
Delicious. Toasted.
Yep. Good. Cream cheese.
Yep. All right,
got to get a bit soft because of the warmth.
I don't know whether I might try it. I'll see how I go. I'll have to go to the other side. Thank you, Rachie.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
Paddy and Mazzers.
What you talking about? Okay, what you talking about, Mazzy?
Okay, let's just dial the clock back to 1996.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And the movie Scream, starring Drew Barrymore, Courtney Cox and Nev Campbell came out and it just freaked everybody out.
You want to have a listen?
A little listen.
Watch a video.
Really? What?
Just some scary movie. like scary movies.
Uh-huh.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
He's playing a deadly game.
Oh, it was so... Oh, Patty, it was just so hectic. Also, when you look at the trailer now in 2024, the technology. She's on a landline. There's a fatback TV. She's watching a video. It's crazy.
She's making popcorn and alfoil.
So
things have changed.
So here is a quick history. That movie franchise is up to its seventh movie.
Is this done by Rocky Balboa?
It's got a pretty successful history. But Neve Campbell, who played Sydney Porter, who is one of the lead characters, she didn't sign on for Scream 6 due to a pay dispute. She said, I don't feel like I was offered what I feel like I've brought to the franchise. So she tapped out. She has been asked to come back and reprise her role for Scream 7. And she's just confirmed today, I'm very happy and proud to say I've been asked in the most respectful way to bring Sydney back to the screen. I couldn't be more thrilled.
How much? Got the money?
It doesn't say what, but it's obviously enough to get her on board to play Sydney in Scream 7. I can't believe it's still going.
When's it coming out?
That's
any
wild.
Idea? These...
Well, look, they've just signed the cast, so they'll go into production and then maybe next year we might see a movie.
There we go. Well, we're heading to Amsterdam where my daughter is at the moment. I hope not one of those seedy cafes.
Behaving yourself.
I don't think so. Residents of Amsterdam should embrace what and learn to live with them?
Oh,
rats.
What?
Yeah. Residents of Amsterdam have been told they should embrace rats and learn to live with the animals. That is no more dangerous than the battle of pigeons. Scientists have said they're grubby. I hate
rats
and mice, cockroaches. An Amsterdam uni, they had an animals-human conference, called for the liberal city to become a rat city and install special feeding areas for them in parks.
I'll just go
down to downtown Gosford. You'll see a few of them around.
Is this just a case of if you can't beat them, join them? There's so many rats. Like, guys, we should just set up rat cafes and just let them
come along and have a ratuccino. Sewer workers. You don't have a catuccino. That's at another restaurant.
Oh, no. In Japan, they have cat cafes.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we have dog cafes here, don't we?
Yeah, no, I mean cat cafes where they have 30 cats and you just go and you have your
coffee. You choose one.
You just hang out with them.
Oh, right. I thought I'll have that one.
No.
You do with lobsters at the aquarium.
No. You just chill. You just hang out with some cats, fat cats.
Now, this animal scientist dismissed fears as the rat as carrier of disease. Oh, pigs. We do. Why do we want certain animals around us and others not? She asked. Sewer workers are actually happy with the rat. They eat a lot of the fat residue from the sewers. You know when people put their fat down
the
drain,
sewers, though.
Which prevents blockages. Rats are very good at recycling. So there's a positive to everything, and a negative. No, for me,
it's a no from me.
Dead rat is a good rat, I reckon.
Yeah, sorry, what about Amsterdam.
For you? Yeah.
No.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.